Well, it's time for sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Good morning, Warwick.
Morning, Geraldine.
In football, efficient, effective, but not quite as ruthless as Coach Graham Arnold would have liked. Australia beat Nepal in their World Cup qualifying game in Canberra last night.
Geraldine, the score 5-0, Jamie McLaren pushing his case as the striker Australia needs, netting three of those. But Arnie, he would have liked more of the opportunities the Socceroos created becoming goals. The fabled onion is in the bag against one of the more lowly ranked nations in the world, 160-odd, that's where they are. So that puts the pressure on his players against Chinese Taipei. Chinese Taipei was beaten 2-0 by Nepal in a recent World Cup qualifying game. And that match between Australia and Chinese Taipei is going to be played next Tuesday. And tonight, the domestic competition in Australia, owned by the owners now and said to be refurbished, we'll see, I guess, when it kicks off tonight. Adelaide United beginning a new era under new coach Geert-Jan Verbeek, and Sydney FC about to find out what life is all about without their much-loved former captain Alex Brosk and a few other good ones as well. It seems that the wonderkind Riley McGree will play for United despite being embroiled in an alleged misconduct incident while on tour with the Olyroos in Cambodia earlier this year. Innocent until, Geraldine.
Quite. In tennis, more recognition for Ash Barty's stellar 2019. Gee, she's doing well. Winning the prestigious Don Award.
Yeah, look, for those who don't know, this trophy, Geraldine, is presented annually by the Sport Australia Hall of Fame and named in honour of Sir Donald Bradman. I don't think we need to explain who he is. And it goes to athletes, or the athlete that most inspired the nation through their sporting achievements. And Ipswich-born, but now globally recognised, Ashley Barty has done that, winning the French Open.
He still talks about having fun. I noticed the other day. Oh, hallelujah,
well,
I thought.
Well, yes, she's that sort of person. But, you know, also, while she says she's having fun, you would never know because she rarely smiles. and even now she's ranked as the number one player in the world. You know, she's done all this without too many smiles, but also, tellingly, without a tantrum, smashed racket strings and strings of expletives. humble as ever she was last night, she said she felt like a fan among the good and the great of Australian sport, all tucked into their dicky suits and ball gowns. And the proudest, I guess, among all those people who attended this thing would have been the Sport Australia and Australian sporting legend herself, Yvonne Goolagong, whose love of tennis has been reignited by Barty.
And in cricket, Ash Barty isn't the only Ipswich-born athlete in the headlines this morning, Warwick.
No, Geraldine. Ipswich, of course, in southern Queensland, is quite the sporting nursery. But Cameron Gannon, until yesterday, was probably best known for being qualified for both Australia and through his mum, the United States, for whom he made his debut in August. But that was all before yesterday when he dismissed Steve Smith. Yes, that's Steve Smith, dear. The one who averaged 110 against England. And hear this. It wasn't just, you know, a normal dismissal. It was a five-ball duck.
Oh.
Yeah, look, the ball was innocuous enough outside off stump and probably deserved no more than one of SPD Smith's flamboyant leaves. But he went hard at it. It took the edge. And at second slip, Joe Burns completed the interception. And that zero up against SPD Smith's name on the scoreboard. I think there were people taking selfies and all those sorts of things yesterday because it hasn't happened for a long time. For various reasons, it hasn't happened for a long time. Anyway, at stumps, New South Wales is 3 for 50. D Warner not out 27, chasing QLD's 153. In the other games, Tasmania is none for four in reply to the Wackers 337. And put your hands over your ears if you're a South Australian. Victoria is 1 for 362 against the Sackers. Nick Maddinson, 133, not out, Geraldine.
Oh, dear. Okay. Moving on. In rugby union, dear, this is going on, this. I must say, the Wallabies game against Georgia will go ahead tonight, despite the typhoon that's hitting Japan.
A super typhoon, Geraldine. However, other matches, the All Blacks against the Azzurri, and England against France, they've been abandoned. And that latter abandonment pretty much confirms, no matter what happens tonight, that Australia will play Eddie Jones as Englishman in the quarterfinals. But the Wallabies will need to be going flat out, nevertheless, or they should be, because of the internal competition, which has coach Michael Checker rotating players, including Kirtley Beale, back at fullback, with another chance to prove he can catch the high kicks, Geraldine.
And in motor racing, Scott McLaughlin and his Mustang set a new lap record at Mount Panorama yesterday.
Yeah, Geraldine, I can see that there'll be some panic among the television producers who are looking for a soundtrack this weekend, whether to go with Tracy Chapman's Fast Car or Wilson Pickett's Mustang Sally after McLaughlin vroomed around the mountain in 2 minutes and 3.77 seconds. That's the fastest V8 lap ever. And that left a host of Holden Commodores in his high-octane vapour ahead of Sunday's race proper and made a mess of that notion fondly held by Holden types that Ford was an acronym for failing. I think that was the word starting with F on race day. And Geraldine, can we wish Geelong's most famous son, and no, it's not an ablet, but well-known sports fan, die-hard RN Brekkie listener Barry Jones AC, and thereafter more letters than you'd find on a Welsh railway station, a happy 87th birthday.
Oh, we can indeed, and we can also wish John Fain, the famous Melbourne broadcaster, opponent of us at the moment, a very happy final broadcast after a stellar career. I do hope he enjoys himself, that he enjoys the next stage. He's really been an adornment, I think you could say, to the craft, wouldn't you?
You can say that, but one thing, don't say he's retiring because he gets very angry
okay.
if you do.
Well, we
fresher pastures.
Okay. Thanks, Warwick. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Good on you, Geraldine.